All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Betsy Sparrow is a psychology professor at Columbia University, where she studies memory, specifically how our memories change depending on how or if we delete or save something. Hi, Betsy.
Hi.
Okay, so Betsy, entertain our modest proposal here. Imagine a world where we just didn't save our emails and texts as much. We just didn't save them. What would happen?
I think if we didn't save things as much as we do, so if we didn't archive all of our emails, if we didn't have access to the internet, we would remember more because we would know that we wouldn't have access to this external memory system that we have with email and online news sources and that kind of thing.
So this sort of begs the question to me, you know, when I was younger, I knew everybody's phone number. Like,
right.
I knew everybody's phone number, and now I don't know anyone's phone number. If I lost my phone, I could not call my mother. What happens? Like, do we decide, okay, so I'm not going to remember phone numbers, therefore space in my brain is now freed up for, I don't know, more interesting and important things?
Well, I don't know if we decide that. I think we've automatically decided not to remember phone numbers. I don't think it's something anybody consciously decided to do. It's just, you know, they're there, so you don't know them. I don't know my sisters either. But if our phones were taken away, just like if email was taken away, within a week at most, 2 weeks, we would remember phone numbers again. The architecture of our brain has not changed. We still have a working memory. It's just there's so much information out there in the world that we remember probably even more than we ever used to. It just feels to us like we don't remember as much.
So is this a good or a bad thing that we're starting to remember different kinds of things than we used to?
So one thing that I found is that when people don't try to memorize things, they're better able to solve creative problems. So if you don't have that kind of chronic activation of the things that like you usually think of, the things that keep you from thinking outside the box, to use an overused phrase, when that stuff isn't activated like it isn't when you haven't memorized it, you have better access to like the less activated thing, the thing that's maybe not so obvious to you. And so it's a new solution that you can use. And that's one aspect that we found that is a benefit from not having to memorize every little thing.
Huh. So that could mean that because I don't have to remember things, I could come up with new ideas simply by virtue of freeing up sort of some space in between my ears. But here's my problem, and maybe you find this as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that because I've saved it, I will be able to find it again. Well, I'll put this in a safe place, and then I can access it when I need it. But
right.
A, I either forget that I saved it to begin with, or B, I haven't figured out how to organize it so that my brain can access it quickly.
Right.
Do you have any tricks for that? Or
I can't offhand come up with tricks for that. What we have found is that people are remembering where to find things instead of the things themselves, which is really interesting because we're so, you know, early on in this kind of digital age. But people are already starting to do that where they're prioritizing one or the other.
So I guess finally, what would you say to someone who's like, man, saving everything, I feel like I'm getting dumber because I save everything?
I would say that I don't think you are. People sometimes equate memorization with intelligence, and I wouldn't.
Betsy Sparrow is a psychology professor at Columbia University, where she studies memory. Betsy, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.